Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This shir should be really nishmas. Harav Asher Hever, b'chorna l'vracha. And who was nifter from the virus last week. And the refuas, Rabbi Yehoshua ben Sarachana, Sviyuda ben Asher ben Itafega, Chaim Yitzchak ben Freda Fegalea, Svi Chaim ben Elena Shendel, Besoch Sha'ar Chole Israel. And we are going to learn in Yanei Pesach that are very nogea to our time, based on a Torah given by Rav Chaim Yitzchak Kaplan Shlita. When we think about the Mahalach of Gulas Mitzrayim, we see that there's a special place for tefillah. Like it says, Ve'yanchu b'nei Yisrael min ha'avoda v'tal shav'asam el ha'elokim min ha'avoda. Their cry went up to God from their avoda. So too in the parish of Bikurim, Vanitzak el Hashem elokei avoseinu v'yishma Hashem es koleinu. So too at Kriyas Yamsuf, Ve'zakosam shamata al Yamsuf. So we see in all these places this need of crying out to Hashem. Parashas Shmos in the pasuk Va'enchu b'nei Yisrael min avoda v'tal shavasim el elokim min avoda. Onkelos is metargim v'isnachu b'nei Yisrael min polchana davakashi aliyam v'ziiku u'slikus keveltohon lekadam Hashem min polchana. In other words, a lashon of za'aka. Va'enchu b'nei Yisrael min avoda v'isnachu b'nei Yisrael min polchana, that was difficult for them, u'ziiku u'slikus keveltohon lekadam Hashem min polchana. And then their cry went up to for Hashem from their avoda. But he's metargim here, which the pasuk doesn't say, a lashon of za'aka. And the pasuk of later on, v'sa'akosim shamati, he says similar. Parashas Bikurim, and the pasuk v'nitzak el Hashem, he's metargim, Vitzalena kadam Hashem alakada avasan of a kabil Hashem tzlosana. Not a lashon of ze'aka, not a lashon of crying out, but a lashon of tefillah. So it would appear that be'emes b'shas ma'isa, it didn't look like a tefillah. It looked like a ze'aka. They were just merely crying out because of the koshi ashibud. But la'achar ha'geula, it was inspired l'mafreya, that this ze'aka was defined as a tefillah. In other words, Yitzias Mitzrayim was mamid this inyan of tefillah. At the time it seemed like they were crying out, but ultimately in retrospect it was really deep down a tefillah to Hashem. Maybe at the time they didn't know it themselves. Vayanchu b'nei Yisrael min ha'avoda, they were struggling with the avoda, but their shava went up to Hashem from the avoda. But ultimately, sounded like it was a cry out because of the avoda, but it was really a tefillah. Parashas Bikurim is when they come to Eretz Yisrael, and there we say we cried out to Hashem, and there it says a tefillah, because really that's what it was. It was a tefillah to Hashem. What's also interesting is that when the Jewish people were alayam, it says Vayzaku b'nei Yisrael el Hashem Vezakosim shamat al yamsuf. So they were crying out to Hashem, right? The only thing is that it's explicit that the Yeshua didn't come al yidei tefillah. It says, Matitzak Eli Dabir Abnei Yisrael V'Yisau. Rashi says, Alaya Davar Talu V'lo Alecha. It also says, Hashem Yilachem Lachem V'atem Tacharishin, you remain silent. So it must be that it says, V'ezakosam Shamato, is Beguf HaGi'ula. that it was included in the Geula that Hashem heard their tefillah. In other words, the fact that Hashem split the sea, that wasn't Al Yidei tefillah. That was Daber Bnei Sof Yisrael. That's because they traveled forward. When it says Vezakosim Shemata Al Yamsuf, that means that ultimately the Geula, the fact that they're redeemed from Egypt, comes because Hashem heard their tefillah. That's beguf ha-geula she'akol b'ba ma'ashisham as tefillasa. Included in the geula is that he heard their tefillah. Geula can't come without tefillah. We know you have to be somech geula l'tefillah, gal Yisrael, and then you daven. There are many different explanations. Rabbeinu Yonah, others, that you have to be somech geula l'tefillah. Geula has to come together with tefillah. That'd be a good topic for another shiur to go more into that. The end of tefillah, we say, Yula ratzin im reifi v'hego nebila fanecha shem tsuri v'goali. It should be for goodwill, the words of my mouth, the thoughts of my heart, in front of you, Hashem, my rock and my redeemer. So again, we have a shaychus between tefillah and geula. Barachas davches amar aleph amar kodesh baruch hu. So we see again this union of tefillah connected to redeeming. It's tefillah b'tzibur. It's tefillah is connected here to redeeming me and my children, mibeina umos. The Mahalach of Kabbalah's HaTefillah is the Mahalach of Geula. They go together. Pashtus, when we say Yula Ratzin Imrei Fi, we're asking that our Tefillah should be Miskabel, and then God will redeem us. However, it would appear that this Mahalach of Kabbalah's HaTefillah is the Geula. Kadosh Baruch Hu, like we said before, Zakosim Shamata, that the Mahalach of the Geula is that you heard their Za'aka. There can only be a Geula with a Za'aka. Ana Hashem ki ani avdecha, ani avdecha ben amasecha pitachte la moseroi. Ki ani avdecha is mikoyach gulas mitzrayim. Avodehem v'lo avodim la'avonim. Avodim pitachte la moseroi. Kadosh Baruch Hu opened up our bonds, bounds, our shackles. We also find in tefillah, "Hotziyami mazger nafshi lahodus es shemecha." Take me out of what, how I'm tied up to thank your name. So first we were in Mitzrayim, we were avodim, avdecha. We were taken out of Mitzrayim to be Hashem's Avadim and out of Avadim to Avadim. And Pitachta L'Moseiroi, by leaving Mitzrayim, we became free. So that's the Lashon of Pitachta L'Moseiroi, Linyan Gulas Mitzrayim. And we find this Lashon also, Tziyami Mazger Nafshi, like Pitachta L'Moseiroi. But Tziyami Mazger Nafshi, that I'm tied up like shackles, like Moseroi, Mimazger Nafshi, Lahodos is Shemecha. So before there's a tefillah, we're tied up. And then when we become free, we're untied. Take me out of being tied up so I can thank your name. Now I'm your Eved, you opened me up, you freed me. So you see this kesher between being tied up and tefillah. Tefillah has to be, you have to open up, it says about Avram Avinu. Hiti hutara kesher, it says by Avram Avinu, by his tefillah. Hashem svasai tiftachu fi yagiti lasecha. We start davening, we say, Hashem, open me up. In order to daven, we need to be opened up. Beforehand, we're closed. That's the connection. Before we daven, we're like in chains, we're in shackles. We have freedom. Freedom means we can daven. So you see again this connection, geula and tefillah. We hear a lot of terrible things in the world going on right now. And if we ourselves aren't sick, so we think that, all right, derech agav, we also have to suffer from this because we're locked up in our homes and life has become a lot more difficult and complicated than it was just a few weeks ago. And certainly any other Erev Pesach of our lives where you can just go to the supermarket and buy whatever you want and everything was free and open and you can travel and nothing to worry about. And now everything is so difficult. So it would seem that this is derech agav, because of everything else that's going on, we also happen to be affected by this. Many years ago, there were two Talmidei Chachamim sitting in a car, and there was a pigua, there was a terrorist attack, and the car got stuck in traffic. And one Talmid Chacham said to the other, that we think that the pigua, the terrorist attack, happened there, and we're suffering over here. But it's not true. That terrorist attack also affects us. It isn't derech agav. Just some people, the terrorist attack affects that it killed them or wounded them. And us, it affects that we're sitting here in traffic for 2 hours. Because everything is vashkocha pratis. So this corona is not just about the sick and dead people, lo aleinu, but it's really about the entire world. Everybody is suffering directly from the corona. That's part of the gzeira. Part of the gzeira is that we should be in our homes and whatever all the other rules that there are. And there are a number of nafkaminas. One nafkamina is that some people aren't careful about the rules that were made by the authorities, the health department. So that's part of the gzeira. Part of the gzeira is that we should keep these rules. It says, "Vayisnatzlu b'nei Yisrael es edyo meharchorev," the Jewish people were mekabel on themselves the tviya ki lo ela b'kirbucha. Rabban says, "V'nei Yisrael kibul aleim es hamisa b'ratzon nafshim b'nei chayt egel," they were mekabel upon themselves death. That's a big tshuva and a charata on their chait. So there was a sin, and they were makabal on themselves. They accepted upon themselves the outcome of that sin. So too, in Yanenu, there's a mara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to eat. There's something that's happening in the world, so we have to be makabel on ourselves. That's part of the avoda now. Not to try to avoid the rules, but to keep them. That's part of the gzeira. So if we're makabel upon ourselves, the v'nishmartem, and in that schus, then hopefully we won't get the actual illness, because we already received the onesh. This is our onesh, that we have to keep all the rules. So the gzera was chal on us, and that's it. We don't need any more. But if a person says, no, 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 I don't want to be mekabel upon myself all these rules. Oh, so the gzeira is not, you don't want the gzeira, but the gzeira is chal on you also. So it has to be chal in a different way, lo aleinu. So that's the best thing. The best thing is to just, for many reasons, but that's one of them, just to be done as we're told and accept the gzeira b'simcha. Now, go to Shal Pesach, the name of Knegat Arba Banim Dibra Torah. Echad Chocham, Echad Rasha, etc. Rasha Ma Omer Ma Avoda Azos Lachem, Lachem Velo Lol, Fishosi Satsum and Aklal Kofar Beikr. Vafata Hake Yashina Vemorlo, Bavorze Asa Shem Libet Sesim in Mitzrayim, Leave Velo Lo, Ilohaya Shem Lohaya Nigal. So what does the Rasha say? What is this Avoda to you? To you and not to him. So since he was Motzi himself from the Klal, he's considered a Kofar Beikr. And you blunt his teeth and tell him, "Bavur azeh asa Hashem li b'tzeisi mitzrayim." Leave a low low. Ilohay Hashem lo inigal me and not to you. If he was there, he wouldn't have been redeemed. So everybody asks, why? Why is he called a Rasha? Rasha is not the opposite of a chacham. The Rasha is the opposite of a tzaddik. So why is the opposite of a chacham a Rasha? Similarly, we call Esek Zeshel Shelas Ben Arasha. You have to understand. Bivadai, the token of the Arba Banim, is Lahamit Sipri Yitzias Mitzrayim Bakamo Fanim. How each son was Makabel, this Yitzias Mitzrayim. But the Ben Arasha, we have to understand. Since we're not Osek here in Damashitoshiv La Russia, what's encapsulated here is the precluding the approach that's incorrect regarding Yitzias Mitzrayim. So we have to understand, if this Ben HaRosh is mafkia himself from any hakara in Yitzias Mitzrayim, he's not shayach here at all. Like we say to him, ilu hayasham lo haya nigal. What does it come to teach us about the Kiyum Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim of ourselves? He's not shayach to the Geula. So, if we're trying to be mafkia the approach that's incorrect regarding Yitzias Mitzrayim, why are we bringing an example of somebody who isn't even shayach to Yitzias Mitzrayim? The whole hakara of Yitzias Mitzrayim is lost on the Russia. He's not aware of it. He's not conscious of it. Doesn't relate to it. He's mufka from the Geula. So since he's mufka from the Geula, so then what is he doing? What are we bringing this question for at the Seder? He's not there. He's not shayach to Geulas Mitzrayim. What's the sinyan of ulafisha hosias atzmam and aklal kofar beikar? What's the ikar that he's kofar? So it would appear that the Ben HaRasha is trying to say as follows. All Yitzias Mitzrayim is coming in such a way that al pi ma'aseinu we weren't worthy. Like it says, v'ad arum ve'eria, Rashi says, v'na mitzvahs. We were only given two mitzvahs, Pesach and Mila, to involve ourselves in. Like Rashi says in Parshas Bo, v'hayu lechem le'mishmeres. Two mitzvahs. Not that we were zochet to be nigal, it was only mikorach the haftacha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised the avos. V'zeh bo atanis ha-ben ha-rasha ma'avoda azos lachem. We're mamid our avoda as the avoda through which we were redeemed. And with it we acquire our cheres every year. The Ben HaRasha says, I understand that you want to thank Hashem for the Geula. What was? I understand. There was a Geula. You're thanking Hashem. But why are we misasek to be kone and shaykh to this Geula? The Yerushalmi says, the Ben HaRasha is asking, What is the avoda shatem matrichem osanu b'chol shana b'shana? He doesn't get this avoda. What's the avoda about? I understand that you're thanking Hashem for what was, but what are you working now for? HaKadosh Baruch Hu did the gula back then, and there's nothing for us to do about it now. This is the Metzius. The Metzius is that we're redeemed. Hashem did it. He did us a huge favor. He redeemed us. Thank you very much for what was. But it has nothing to do with us. Hashem is Paul the Gula, so what are you doing this avodah for? To be Mashiach yourself, to relate to Yetzias Mitzrayim. And in that the answer comes to Ben Arash, Bavur Zeh Asa Hashem Li B'Tzeisi Mitzrayim. Rashi says, Bavur She'akayim Mitzvosav. Kegon Pesach, Matzah Morah. You know why Hashem did this to me? So I should be Mekayim his mitzvahs. What are his mitzvahs? Pesach, Matzah, and Morah. In other words, Be'emes, the whole Geula, is about us being able to Mekayim mitzvahs. Without this, there's no Geula. It's the whole Mahalach of the Geula. That the Chazal say that they have two mitzvahs, L'sasek b'hem. It's not a Dovet study, it's not a side thing. But there was no Schus, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, okay, we should have some Schuyos. No. The focus is, the meaning is, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Cheres in such a way that it should be Shaykh, that we should be Kona the Geula through these two mitzvahs. That's the only way we could have gotten out of Egypt, through these two mitzvahs. We need to have an Avoda. The only way to have Cheres is through Avoda. So the Russia doesn't understand why we need Avoda, and we're trying to tell him, no, that's why. The whole point is that we should do the mitzvahs. That's the point of the geula. The point of the geula is the avoda. We say to the Ben Arusha about him, Lefi Shehosi Yisatzma Min HaKlal Kofar Be'ikar. So Min HaKlal means Klal Yisrael Lechem B'lo Lo. It's not talking about a specific tzibur. It's talking about the mahus, the essence of Klal Yisrael. It's a tradition that goes me Ovis Labona Midor Lador. Russia says about his father, about the previous generations, what do you guys, each generation, what do you need this whole avoda for? So he's trying to detach himself, the Mesaris of Klal Yisrael. He doesn't need this avoda. We are part of Klal Yisrael. We are part of this Mesaris. We're part of the avoda, that in each generation we have to do this avoda, to relate to Yetzias Mitzrayim. We're mekabel on ourselves to be shaykh to this klal, to Klal Yisrael. But the Russia only sees what's in front of him. He sees we're redeemed. He doesn't need anything more. What do I care what my avos did? And if he shows me, it's atzmo min haklal kofar. But what's the atzmo? The atzmo. He's not involved. He's not involved. He doesn't. He doesn't want to have anything to do with this. That's the problem. If he shows me, it's atzmo min haklal from Klal Yisrael b'kol adaros. He says there's nothing to do with atzmi. Nothing to do with me. God redeemed us then. I'm not shaykh to this whole thing of the klal now. That you guys want to do all this avoda. What does that have to do with me? What's the kofar be'ikr? What ikr was he kofar? What foundation? What principle? So it appears follows that we say Anochi Hashem Elokecha Sheretz Yisicha Meretz Mitzrayim. Rashi says Kedai Hotzah Shetiyu Meshuabodim Li. This Hotzah is worthy that you should be Meshubah to me. You should be bound to me. Should be Koach Masha Hotzianu Mitzrayim Anu Toivsim. That's what Yetzias Mitzrayim is. Kedayi ha-hotzah shetiyu mishu'abodim li. And mikoyach zeh or mekayim mitzvahs. Like Rashi says in the Pasuk, Ani Hashem Elokechem, Ani hu shamarti b'sinai enochi Hashem Elokecha. V'kibalti ma'alechem ma'alchusi, mayata kablu gzei rosai. But the Rasha, even if he believes in the Anochi Hashem, he doesn't recognize Yetzias Mitzrayim as a Sibah HaMechayevus LeKabel Malchusa. therefore he's a kofir beikar. It could be that there was a Yetzias Mitzrayim, but this inyan of being meshubed now to Hashem, I don't accept that, says the Rasha. Contrast, the Ben HaChacham says, Ma Eidus, Achukim, Vehamishpotim, Asher Tziva Hashem Elokeinu Eschem. Hashem Elokeinu. Hashem, our God. The Chacham understands that God took us out of Egypt. So therefore it must be that He should be our God. Ma'edus v'achukim v'amishpatim, they're laws now. They're rules. You can't just do whatever you want. Not just hefkervelt. There's a lot of rules to keep. Because now we're avdei Hashem, now that we left Egypt. Ba'avur zeh asa Hashem li b'tzeisi m'mitzrayim ba'avur sh'akayei mitzvosav. Since He took us out of Egypt to keep the mitzvahs, I have to learn now, says the Chacham, the Chukim, the Mishpatim. So what's this lashon of Iker? So we understand what he was kofir. What's the Iker? Iker, Akar, Akara, means barren. When you add a Yud, the Yud is Iker. That's a Koach HaOlada, that's a root. Like Ikre HaIlan, like the roots of a tree that allow the tree to grow. Like we say Me'ikara from the Shoresh. Rashi says in Shiras Hayam at the beginning that Yud relates to thought. Oz Yashir, Oz Kishira, Nes, Allah Belibo Shi Yashir Shira. Lamanu Shayud Al Shema Machshava Nehemra. That when he saw the Nes, he thought to sing. So we see that the Yud is Al Shema Machshava. Yud is thought, they thought to sing, Oz Yashir. So now we can say that when something doesn't have a mechuvan and a tachlis, rather it's a mitzius kayemes. So it's okar, it's just a mitzius, it's barren. That's the Russia. By him it's okar. There's nothing to it. It's not a root to anything. There's no mechuvan, there's no tachlis. All there is what it is what it is, as they say. But when there's meaning, when there's a kavana, when there's a purpose, then it becomes an ikar. So it says about the Ben HaRasha, L'fi she'otzi yetzatz min hakal kofar be'ikar. The Rasha just sees the Metzius in front of him. He said, I don't understand that there's a purpose to everything. That's his kfira be'ikar. He's kofar in the fact that there should be tolados, that there should be results, there should be an outgrowth. There should be ramifications for this geula. That's what the geula is. It's not just we're redeemed, it is what it is. But there are ramifications. There are edus, there are chukim, there are mishpatim. He's koifer b'ikr. He's koifer that there's an ikr here. And he's moitzi atzmo min haklal. He's also koifer in his father. He takes himself out. He says, who cares what my father did and his father and his father? I don't want to be shaykh to this. He doesn't understand that they're ikrim. And therefore we say, Ulhayasham Loya Nigal. If he would have been there, he wouldn't have been redeemed. Because he wouldn't want it to be Mashiach himself to the Avoda. He wouldn't want it to relate to the Avoda. You don't want to relate to the Avoda. So you're not going to be redeemed. The whole point is the Avoda. So now we can understand. We're not talking here about someone who's koifer abakol, the opposite of a tzaddik. And we're not coming to establish two contrasts, a tzaddik and a rasha. But rather, lefi daito shel ben, they're both of them, the tzaddik and the rasha, they're both chachamim. But this ben arasha is a chacham lahara, he also has a philosophy. He knows God redeemed us. He admits it. He'd say a lot of big words. He says a lot of important things, this Rasha. But at the end of the day, he doesn't want the Avoda. He's oikir everything. Kofar b'ikr. He removes from himself the Avoda, the Achrayas, the Totsos, the ramifications of the Geula. He says there's no purpose. There's no Klal Yisrael, there's no Avos. Just it is what it is. Look, I'm here now. I'm enjoying myself. doesn't know what's going to be tomorrow, what was yesterday, who cares? Right now I'm enjoying myself. He has his game, he has his machine, he's playing, he's looking, he's on Netflix, whatever the guy the rush is doing. But he doesn't see himself as part of the greater tapestry of Klal Yisrael. All he knows is now he's free, he can do whatever he wants, so leave me alone. Some people look at what's going on now and they say they're a Muslim for Mashiach, they're looking for Mitzrayim, they're looking here, they're looking there. So vada, we have to know that everything Hashem does, Hashem is doing for the good, and there's a purpose for everything. He now ze omer achar kosleinu, mashkiach menachalonot, meitzitz menacharokim. And that's how Jews always felt, that when the world is crumbling, but we have to know that that's not enough. There's an avoda. There's an avoda that we have to do. It always comes along. Geula comes along with avoda. If we don't do the avoda, we're missing the point. We're koifer beikar. We just want to live in the metzias. We want the metzias of the geula. We don't want the avoda of geula. And that's the mistake. That's what we have to fix. That we're doing an avoda. We do the avoda, then that'll be mezakas, of course, in the geula. Okay, so there's a lot more to say, and Amir Tashem, we will continue B'li Neder in the next shir and expand. Shalom, shalom, sweetest.